The dollar index dropped as treasury yields fell after a disappointing August jobs report showing only 22,000 non-farm payrolls added, far below the expected 75,000, with the unemployment rate rising to 4.3%, the highest since October of 2021. This weak labor market data, coupled with downward revisions to July and June job figures, has led market participants to anticipate multiple Federal Reserve cuts in 2025, with some expecting a 50 basis point cut in September. Job growth was limited to healthcare and social assistance, while sectors like manufacturing and federal government saw losses. Despite sluggish hiring, wages grew steadily, and the labor force participation rate edged up to 62.3%. U.S. equity markets dipped, with the S&P 500 and Dow Jones declining, though real estate stocks rose on rate cut hopes. In the bond market, 10-year Treasury yields hit a five-month low, but 30-year yields suggested ongoing inflation concerns. Meanwhile, the Eurozone's stronger employment and rising inflation reduced expectations for European Central Bank rate cuts, boosting the euro. In U.S. politics, debates over Federal Reserve independence intensified, with Trump advisors like Kevin Hassett and Scott Bessent criticizing the Fed's expanded role, while Citadel's Ken Griffin defended its autonomy, endorsing potential Fed chair candidates like Christopher Waller and Michelle Bowman. That's all for now.